स्मृतिमिदान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनवे स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदामयं ददाति सोपदं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांशो श्रीरूपं साग्रदातं सगण रघुनाथ नीतं तं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितास्तु हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशो गोपिका राधाकान्तो नमस्तुते तत्त्वकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुवेश कृपा सिन्धुवेवस्व पतितानां पावने वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो मावन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय गौर तुषे नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृन्द श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य
This morning we are discussing this verse from third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 21st chapter, verse 13. Rusirvacha justam vatadyakhila sattvarase sansidyam aknastava darsanana जद्दर्शनम जन्म भिरेड सद्भीर आशा सते जोगिन रूढ़ जोगा The great says Kardama said, O Supreme Worshipable Lord, my power of sight is now prepared, having attained the greatest perfection of the sight of you, who are the reservoir of all existences. Through many successive births of deep meditation, advanced yogis aspire to see your transcendental form. Kardama Muni saw face to face Supreme Lord, his very beautiful form, and he thought he achieved the perfection of possessing the eyes. This really achieved human birth is meant for understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeing Him and getting Him. Krishna is the object of love, only object of love. If fortunately you can develop that love, definitely Krishna will give you darshan. You'll get Krishna, you'll see Krishna, you'll understand Krishna. Krishna premier Thakur. Huh? Understand? Premier Thakur. Huh? He is deity. Most worshipable deity. Kardama Muni says most worshipable Lord. He's most worshipable deity. Huh? He is deity of love. Premier Thakur is most beloved Lord of my heart, Premi Bhakta, thinks that. He is my life and soul, isn't it? How can you survive without life and soul? Huh? One who has developed this love of Krishna, then stand thinks that Krishna is life and soul. His very life. Huh? You cannot see Krishna. He cannot have Krishna. Life will get out. He cannot survive. Yes. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna himself. But he came as a devotee of Krishna. Dear devotee of Krishna. Huh? Premi Bhakta. And he cried for Krishna, isn't it? He cried for Krishna. And thereby he taught us. Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. He taught us. One should cry for Krishna. Unless one cries for Krishna, how can he will get him or see him? No question at all. Sikhyastaka, Sriman Mahaprabhu, जुगायतमीषेण चक्षुषा प्रभुषात शून्यायत जगत सर्व गोविंद विरहीण मे इजंट इट यू अंडरस्टैंड दिस शुड बी द हार्ट फीलिंग क्राइंग इन द हार्ट फॉर गोविंद Premi Bhakta, well, should cry. Unless you cry, how can you get Krishna? How can you see Krishna? Krishna will never give you darshan. Do you understand? Krishna will never give you darshan. Krishna is not visible here in this material world. Huh? But Premi Bhakta, who cries for Krishna, Krishna gives him darshan. He sees Krishna. जुगायतम निमिषेण चक्षुषा प्रभुषायत शून्यायत जगत सर्व गोविंद विरहीण मे ही फील्स वेरी अक्यूट पैंग ऑफ सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्ण डू अंडरस्टैंड वन मोमेंट सीम्स टू बी ग्रेट जुगा feeling separation from Krishna. Chakshusa prabhusayitam. Always, tears roll down from his eyes like torrential rain. Crying. Sunyayitam jagadasarvam govinda virahenami. Cannot find my most beloved Lord. Whole world seems to be, void. Yes. This is the feelings of me. It is in the heart, it is internal feeling. Yes. Udbege divaso na jai. Kyana hoilo juga sama. Udbege divaso na jai. Kyana hoilo juga sama. Barsar mego prayosru. Barse
agitation, a day never ends, for every moment seems like a millennium. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire.
This is the symptom of love. Internal symptom. This is it goes on in heart. It's internal symptom. Only Satpremi Bhakta realizes this thing. How he cries. How he cries for Krishna. If you want to cry, cry for Krishna, the most beloved. Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher, he has taught us. He is Krishna himself. He came as a devotee, especially assuming the sentiment of Srimati Radhani and complexion Radhani, and cries for Krishna. Krishna cries for Krishna, that is Gaura. Yes. Because he is teaching us. This is the perfection of our life, human birth. To cry for Krishna. Why are you crying? Oh my, I want money, Lord. If someone loses hard-earned money, he cries day and night, isn't it? So if you lose the most beloved, your most beloved Lord of the heart, your life and soul, why not cry and cry for him? If some near ones and dear ones dies, you cry. Husband dies, wife cries. Wife dies, husband cries. Oh, my wife dies. So, why are you crying? Most, even the most beloved Lord, the Lord of your heart, your life and soul, that's the only thing to cry for. Yes. Amamura prana dhana. Shyama Moro Avarana, Shyama Moro Pranadaya, Shyama Moro Avarana, Shyama Moro Jivanero Jivana, Shyama Moro Jivanero Jivana, prane banchiva nago naile prane banchiva nago Shyam is my life, Shyam is my invaluable wealth. Shyam is my all ornament. Shyam is my life and soul. Shyam heno dhana pavo hiyaro madhabe thoda noile prani banchibo na go. Such premi bhakta says, Shyam is my life and soul. Shyam is my invaluable wealth, asset. I must get such invaluable asset in form of Shyam and pour the Shyam in my heart. Otherwise, I cannot survive. Yes. That is a very good song. You love that song?
Yes, sir.
All of God, don't see it.
जन्म सफल तारो कृष्ण धर समदारो जन्म सफल तारो कृष्ण धर समदारो
भाग्य होई आछे कोवारो
भाग्य होई
ससुरवन माळी
वृंदावन
वृंदावन केळी ससुरवन माळी
वृंदावन केळी
श्रीभंग भंगी मारूप
श्रीभंग ઘણી હેરી આ કદંબ મૂળે ઇન્દ્ર
યુ કેનોટ સી સો મેની ડિવોટીઝ કેનોટ સી નો વોઇસ ઇઝ હાર્ડ આઈ કેન હિયર વોઇસ ઇન્દ્ર નીળ જીની કૃષ્ણ રૂપ ઘણી હેરી આ કદંબ મૂળે
ઇન્દ્ર નીળ જીની કૃષ્ણ રૂપ ઘણી હેરી
ચેતન નાચલે ચરણ સંસાર ગેલા મ ભૂલે સખીએ સુધા મૈયો serupo madhuri
lagihe sudamayo serupo madhuri
dekhile nayan hoy ochetan dhare premamayo bari
dekhile
দেখিলে নয়ন হয়ে অচেতন ধরে প্রেমময় বাড়ি
দেখিলে
সখী হে সুধাময় সে রূপ মাধুরী
সখী হে
চুড়াশি রে কিবা বুঝি করে কিবা সে ত্রিভঙ্গ ধাম চরণ কমলে অমিয়া উচলে তাহাতে নুপুর দাম সদা আশা করি ভঙ্গ রূপ ধরি চরণ কমলে স্থান কৃষ্ণ গুণ গাই আর না ভাজিব আন অনায়াসে পাই কৃষ্ণ গুণ গাই আর না ভজিব আন নাইস জনম সফলতার ইউ ক্যান সিং ইট ইউ ক্যান রিলিজ ইট One more time. All right, sing. Sing. Yes, you lead. No? জনম সফলতার কৃষ্ণ দর্শন দার ভাগ্য হইছি একবার. His life, human life, has become successful if fortunately he has seen Krishna once in his life.
His birth is successful whose good fortune dawns so as to have the vision of Lord Krishna just once.
Then?
When the jivas gives up the delusions of the mind, then only will he see the vision of Krishna blooming within the eyes of his heart. His birth is successful, whose good fortune dawns, so as to have the vision of Lord Krishna just once. When the jiva gives up all delusions of the mind, then only he will see the vision of Krishna blooming within the eyes of his heart.
Yes, blooming within the eyes in the heart. Understand? Where will see? Blooming. The eyes in his heart, you see, what? In the heart, do you understand? Krishna is there, in the heart of every living entity. And who sees it? That he sees, Premanjana surito bhakti vilochane na santa sadeva hrudayesu vilokayane, hrudayesu. That devotee sees in the heart, Shyama Sundara Achintya Guna Sarupa, Govinda Adi Purusham Tamo Bhajami. Brahma-sangita said, yes. One who sees Krishna, in the heart, within and without, his life is successful. Gita, Krishna says, that is complete Krishna consciousness. What is that complete Krishna consciousness? Yomāṁ pasyati sarvatra sarvam ca mai pasyati tasyāṁ na pranasyāmi satame na pranasyati. This is complete Krishna consciousness. One who sees me everywhere, and sees everything in me, he is not out of my sight, I am not out of his sight. He sees me, I see him. You understand? Then in this poem, song, gives the beautiful description of the beautiful form of Krishna. Vrindavana keli chatura vannamali tribhanga bhangima rupa বৈশিধারী অপরূপ রসময় নিধি গুণশালী ট্রান্সলেশন
ওয়ান সিজ কৃষ্ণা দেয়ার ফুলি ডেকোরেটেড উইথ গার্লান্ডস অফ ফরেস্ট ফ্লাওয়ার্স এজ দ্য মোস্ট এক্সপার্ট connoisseur of all the amorous love spot in Vrindavan. His transcendental form bent in three places, playing wonderfully on his flute. He is the reservoir of all releasable mellows and is the abode of all virtuous qualities.
Then, বন্ন নব জল ধর শিরে শিখি পিছ বর অলকা তিলক শোভা পায় পরিধানে পিতবাস বদনে মধুর হাস হেন রূপ জগৎ পাতায়
By such a beautiful form, he is maddening the entire universe.
Yeah, maddens entire universe. Why are you mad? For what? Mr. Bapi, mad for stool. Yeah, mad for stool. Huh, Bapi? Be mad for Krishna. Yeah.
His complexion is like that of a fresh new rain cloud.
Yes.
His head is decorated with a big peacock feather.
Ah.
And the sandalwood tilak on his forehead is most becoming.
Ah. অলকা তিলক শোভা পায় What is that?
It's most becoming.
Read again.
And the sandalwood tilak on his forehead is most becoming.
Sandalwood tilak. Olaka?
Olaka ornament.
Tuning, curling hairs. Baba, olaka. That is olaka. No, not there. Not good translation.
Wearing brilliant yellow-colored garments,
yes,
he stands with his face decorated by a wide, sweet smile.
Yes. Hena rupa jagata mata. Such beautiful form maddens the whole universe, whole world. Yes. See that form, see? Janaman leicha? You have taken bath? So gotten eyes to see such beautiful form of Krishna. Otherwise, what is the value of your eyes? Useless. Indra nilajini Krishna rupakhani heriya kodomba mule mano uchatano nachale charana sansar gelamu bhule. One gopi, sakhi, says to his, to her girl companion, Sakhi, I saw so beautiful form of Shyam underneath Kadamba tree. What is his translation?
Standing at the base of a Kadamba tree.
Yes. Read, read.
Beholding him standing, standing there at the base of a Kadamba tree, I can see that Krishna's beauty is conquering the luster of an entire mine of sapphires. Seeing this, my mind has become so restless that my feet will move no longer, and I've completely forgotten about my family and home life in this world.
Completely forgot, yes. Family life, home life, completely forgot the material world, finish. Yes. Hey. Bado. Bado. Stop. Getting out going. Verasika. Cannot relish, huh? Can't relish?
Cooking.
What?
It's going to cook.
Yeah, what? Chapati. সখী হে সুধাময় সে রূপ মাধুরী দেখিলে নয়ন হয়ে অচেতন ঝরে প্রেমময় বাড়ি বলো
ও সখী ও ডিয়ার গার্লফ্রেন্ড seeing that sweet form abounding in nectar I have fallen unconscious as a fountain of tears gushing with ecstatic love cascades from my eyes
yes গই It's a beautiful description of the beauty of, extraordinary beauty and common beauty of Krishna, Shyam Sundara. Kiba chuda sire, kiba boinsi kare, kiba se tribanga dhama. चरण कमली अमिया उछले ताहाते नुपुर दान.
What a wonderful crown upon his head. What a wonderful flute he is holding in his hand. What a wonderfully beautiful form as he stands in his threefold bending posture. The nectar of his lotus feet is overflowing with a tinkling sound coming from the clusters of ankle bells which are decorating them.
सदाशा करी भृंग रूप धरी चरण कमले स्थान अनायसे पाई कृष्ण गुण गाय आन ना भाजीव आन. बोलो.
Accepting the form of a honeybee, I always hope for a residence near his lotus feet. And I will get it very easily because I always sing the sweet glories of this Krishna, adoring no one else.
Such is beautiful form, very beautiful, extraordinarily beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. He is known as Srungara Rasaraja Madan Mohana, king of the conjugal melo, and his Madan Mohan when chants Cupid. Very wonderful form, unlimited, and completely full. Adbhuta ananta purna mor madhurima tri jagate ihar keho nahi paye sima. Krishna thinks. You find out those. Adbhuta ananta purna mor madhurima tri jagate ihar keho nahi paye sima. এই প্রেম দ্বারা নিত্য রাধিকা একলি আমার মাধুর্য মৃত আস্বাদে সকলি.
My beauty is wonderful, unlimited, and completely full. Nobody in the three planetary systems knows it. Nobody can calculate it, and nobody can reach its limit.
Yes, such is Krishna's beauty. He is ananta, unlimited. This is Krishna's thought. He is thinking of his own beauty. এই প্রেম দ্বারে নিত্য রাধিকায় করি আমার মাধুর্য মত সুস্বাদে সকলি. ওনলি রাধারানী রিলিজেস কমপ্লিটলি মাই বিউটি, নোবডি ইন থ্রি ওয়ার্ল্ড ডাজ সো. অপূর্ব মাধুরী কৃষ্ণের অপূর্ব তার বড়,
অপূর্ব মাধুরী কৃষ্ণের
sweetness that it is unprecedented, and its strength is also very wonderful. If you hear about Krishna's beauty from the lips of a dear devotee of Krishna, your mind will become restless. Its beauty is such that Krishna, the possessor, even develops greed to relish it.
Even he develops greed to relish it. Yes. Yes. You have got an eyes only to see such beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. That is the perfection of eyes, not the perfection of eyes, perfection of life. Perfection of human life.
Yes.
Krishna's beauty is such, he himself develops greed how to release it.
Yes.
Therefore is Krishna, he is all attractive. Attraction and pleasure combined together is Krishna. In three planetary systems, whole world, all the males, all the females, moving, non-moving, mobile, all are attracted. Because it's such attractive form. Is Srungara Rasaraja Syama Sundara Sri Radha Ramana. Yes. He has four Madhuryas. Is not available, not found in anybody. Only it's available or found in Krishna. That is his Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Rati Madhuri, Lila Madhuri. Sweetness of his beautiful form, sweetness of his Venu, float, sweetness of his love, Rati, per se. Conjugal dealings, loving dealings, and sweetness of his leela. First time. Yeah, go. You cannot really, so I'll stay here. Better go. Purna Brahma, Krishna is Purna Brahma. Completely full. Asamardhva Tattva, Supreme Truth, nothing is superior to him, nothing is equal to him. Asamardhva Tattva, Purna Brahma, Advaya Jnana Tattva is Absolute Truth, Purna Ananda Rasa Swarup is the embodiment of all rasa. Completely full. Do you understand? He is Nanda Nandana, Brajendra Nandana, Sri Krishna. He is son of Nanda Maharaj. He is an embodiment of all extraordinary, uncommon beauty, sweetness. Yes. Completely full, Purna Brahma, getting home, nobody will feel any incompleteness. Understand? Otherwise, I will be Purna Brahma. Getting home, one will never feel any incompleteness. That is Purna Brahma. There is nothing incompleteness in him. Paripurna Rasa Vigraha. He is the embodiment of all mellow. Completely full. Do you understand? Krishna is Purna Brahma. Krishna is the source of all avatars, sarvavatari, sarva saktiman. What do you say? Energetic. Source of all energy, Swayam Bhagavan. To know him, to see him, to get him is the goal of your rarely achieved human birth. The perfection of your rarely achieved human birth. Understand? Yes. Jiva, tiny jiva, differentiated part of Supreme Lord, Vibhinansa, it's quite natural. The tiny jiva has so many incompleteness, deficiencies, isn't it? Yes. What to speak of these tiny jivas, even plenary persons, incarnations, they have also. They are not Purna Brahma. Only Krishna is.
Purna Brahma.
Krishna is Purna Brahma. So in three planetary systems, everybody has some incompleteness. That incompleteness, that city is expressed in varieties of hunger. Varieties of hunger in different senses. Do you understand? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Sound, touch, form, taste, what says? Odor?
Smell.
Huh? Do you understand? These are objects of sense enjoyment. And in three planetary systems, everybody feels the hunger, form of hunger, the incompleteness, deficiency, that's expressed through these different senses. That means I feels the deficit in completeness of seeing beautiful forms. Tongue feels the deficit in completeness of tasting sweet taste. Nose feels the incompleteness in the form of hunger of smelling newer and newer smell, scent. Ear has this hunger of hearing sweet sounds every day. In the form of sweet sounds, that hunger, thirst is there. And touch the skin feels, soft touch in the form of hunger. Bhava-buddha incompleteness or deficit is expressed in different senses as the hunger of the senses. Do you understand my language? This is very deep philosophical point. I want to see beautiful forms. That is the hunger of the eye.
Itulah rasa lapar dari mata.
You understand? To see beautiful forms. Maybe seeing so many varieties of beautiful forms, beautiful scenery, beautiful sight, or beautiful forms of male or female. Still, that hunger is not satisfied. You fortunately see such beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, whose beauty far excels that of crores of cupids, as description given in that song we sang. The hunger of form of the eye is gone. You'll never aspire for seeing any beautiful form, any form here in material world. What beauty is there? No beauty. The ear wants to hear very sweet sound, isn't it? Very sweet sound, sweet singing, sweet voice, isn't it? And therefore, ears, how? Much sweeter, how will it be? Still that hunger is not satisfied. Hearing so many sweet sounds, sweet voices of any good singers, expert singers, best singers, what is that? Cinema players, or what?
Cinema songs. Cinema songs.
Cinema players.
Pop singer.
Pop singer, this and that. Still not satisfied. Want more and more, still feels incompleteness. That hunger, that's in the form of hunger, is not satisfied. But fortunately, hears a sweet voice, Krishna, sweet singing of Krishna. That hunger of hearing sweet sound is forever satisfied. Chaitanya Charitamrita has mentioned, Krishna Madhurjero Eko Swabhaviko Bolo.
Krishna
soye sarbo mono
ravani darshane ago soye sarbo mono
apna swadite krishna kore no jatono.
All minds are attracted by hearing his sweet voice and flute, or by seeing his beauty. Even Lord Krishna himself makes efforts to taste that sweetness.
Yes. Krishna makes effort how to taste his own sweetness. Yeah. Therefore he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to taste his own sweetness. Yes. Yes, Krishna cannot taste. That remains unsatisfied. Krishna's beauty is such. Abhichintya, inconceivable, such excellent, incomparable, extraordinary beauty, so beautiful, such attraction, attractive, what to speak of? All men and women of three worlds, even Krishna himself becomes attracted and develops greed how to release his own beauty. Not only that. Where his premi bhaktas speak about it, such beauty of Krishna, then Krishna runs there to hear about it.
Yes.
Krishna runs there to hear about it. Yes. Such attractive. But where does Mr. Bapi run? He runs for where? Mounts of stool is there, isn't it? Run for this, Krishna runs, Krishna is attracted to release his own beauty. Do you understand? Such premi bhaktas, those who see such beautiful Shyam Sundar park, they feel insatiation. Yes. Therefore, they say like this, they condemn creator, Datta, Brahma. They ask him, Brahma, don't know how to create nicely. He gave only two eyes. Koti netra nahi dida. He don't give me crores of eyes. Only gave two eyes and gives eyelid. How can I see such beautiful form, Shyam Sundar? Constantly without blinking eyes. The rascal Brahman doesn't know how to create nicely. Yet they condemn Brahma. Atrupta haiya kare vidhira nindana. Krishna ki dekhi bhi mui sahate ni me sa Krishna ki dekhi bhi mui.
He has not given me crores of eyes. He gave me two eyes only and then also eyelid. So my eyes blink. How then can I see the beauty of Krishna? My eyelids are blinking and creating obstruction in my vision.
Yes.
And relishing the beauty of Krishna.
Yes. Condemn Brahma. Yes.
Atripta. You didn't read that one.
Atripta.
Atripta, you didn't read that verse. 150.
Atripta, yaha kare vidhira
nindana.
You read.
Yes, Krishna. Such a person, being unsatisfied, begins to blaspheme Lord Brahma, saying that he does not know the art of creating wealth.
Yes.
And is simply inexperienced.
Rascal Brahma. Yeah. the eyes, that don't see or cannot see. Hey! Beautiful forms, Shyam Sundar, are useless. Yes. The ears that cannot hear, don't hear sweet voice of Krishna, sweet singing of, flute singing of Krishna, are useless. Bansi gana mruto dhamo, lavanya mruto janma sano.
Bansi gana mruto dhamo, lavanya mruto janma sano.
Jena dekhe se chando bodo. Let Indradev strike his thunderbolt. Mr. Bhakti says. Yes. Then Krishna Madhuravani.
Topics about Krishna are like waves of nectar. If such nectar does not enter one's ears, the ear is no better than the hull of a damaged conch shell. Such an ear is created for no purpose.
Yes. Krishna's beauty is in every moment becomes newer. Therefore, seeing Krishna's beauty, nobody is satiated, because it becomes newer every moment. Therefore, Supremi Bhakta never feels satiation at all. More he sees the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, more he feels insatiated. Therefore, it mentioned, E madhurja mruto sodha jei kore pano. E madhurja mruto sodha jei kore pano. Trusna shanti nahe trusna bade anukhyono. Trusna shanti nahe trusna bade anukhyono. Therefore, this madhurja amrita, such nectarian madhuri, madhurja, sweetness, beauty, mellow of such nectarian sweetness, beauty, one who drinks He never feels satiated. Rather, becomes insatiated. Yes. Because it becomes newer every moment. That is why. This is mentioned, Anna Bhati Rekamkar, directly and indirectly, isn't it? Anna Bhati Rekamkar, directly and indirectly, it is said. In an indirect way, what is said? Krishna Rodharamruto, Krishna Guna Charito, Krishna Rodharamruto.
Surpass the taste of the essence of all nectar, and there is no fault in tasting such nectar. If one does not taste it, he should die immediately after birth, and his tongue is to be considered no better than the tongue of a frog.
Yes, tongue of a frog. A tongue of a bhapi. Who only licks stool. Yes. Release a stool. Yeah.
Our nostrils are no better than the bellows of a blacksmith if he has not smelled the fragrance of Krishna's body, which is like the aroma of musk combined with that of the bluish lotus flower. Indeed, such combinations are actually defeated by the aroma of Krishna's body.
Yes. Such aroma comes out from Krishna's body. Huh? Mr. Bhapi, smell such aroma. What it smells? Bapi. Oh, stool. Isn't it?
The palms of Krishna's hands and the soles of his feet are so cool and pleasant that they can be compared only to the light of millions of moons.
Yes.
One who has touched such hands and feet has indeed tasted the effects of the touchstone. If one has not touched them, his life is spoiled and his body is like iron.
Yeah, body is like iron. Such is the beauty of Krishna, extraordinary beauty, and becomes newer every moment.
Ketampanan Sri Krishna yang luar biasa setiap saat menjadi lebih baru lagi.
Fortunate bhakta, prem bhakta sees us. He feels insatiated because it becomes newer in every moment. That means, in other words, Tri jagate keho yahar nahi paaye sima. There is nobody in three planetary systems who can.
Siapapun di seluruh tribuana ini
realize the beauty,
menikmati ketampanan Sri Krishna
of Krishna Syam Sundar to the last limit. To the last limit. Cannot. Because he is ananta, he is unlimited.
Karena ketampanan Sri Krishna itu disebut ananta, tiada batasnya.
What is ananta? How can it be limited? Isn't it? Do you understand? What is ananta? It is unlimited. How can one limit it? How can? Where is the limit? But say, ekoli radhika aswade sakoli. It is said. Nobody there in three planetary system, but ekoli radhika aswade sakoli. Only Radharani really says completely.
Tetapi kemudian di sini dinyatakan,
what is unlimited? Nobody can limit it. How is it? And what it is that only Radhika
hanya Srimati Radha
really says completely.
Menikmatinya secara sepenuhnya.
Isn't it? This is a very important question, isn't it? In this material world, nobody can see his own face. But do you think is it impossible? Do you see your own face? Beauty of your own face? Nobody sees in this material world the beauty of his own face, isn't it? He sees the face of others. His own face he cannot see. Do you think it is impossible to see? Impossible? Impossible? Possible?
Impossible.
No. Go before a mirror. Go before a mirror, you can see your own face, isn't it? How it is impossible?
Reflection.
Isn't it? But in mirror, what do you see? The reflection, isn't it? You see the reflection of your face, Isn't it? So, but not the real face. Reflection. That mirror is a material mirror.
Cermin itu adalah cermin material belaka.
Isn't it? And you see the reflection. Not your real face, the reflection.
Wajah kita yang sebenarnya.
And in that reflection, what it sees? The right hand seems to be left hand seems to be right hand. Yeah. It's reflection, not real.
Begitu pula halnya.
Krishna, all beautiful Krishna, cannot see his own beauty. How can he see?
Radharani is such a mirror that reflects.
Acha, Bapi knows. Yeah, no more Bap, he is Mathuranath. Zero. Complete transformed now. Yes. Yeah.
By the mercy of Sri Guru.
Do you understand? The whole world sees the face, beauty of his face, in a material mirror. But Supreme Lord Krishna sees his own beauty in the mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta. Understand? Mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta. What is the characteristic of that mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta? Bolo? What is the characteristic of the mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta? What is its characteristic? What is that? Yes? No?
It's not a reflection, it's actually Krishna's actual way.
No, what is the characteristic I want to know? Visuddha sattva jala prema-rasa ranjita prema-vibhavita prema-maya bhakta vrudaya darpana. This is the characteristic of that mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta. This is, what you say, saturated with the mellow of prema. It's completely filled with prema. Yeah? Do you understand? That mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta, Krishna Shyam Sundar sees himself there. Yes. Are you deaf? Can see it? Hear attentively. What is the characteristic of the mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta where Krishna sees himself? Krishna appreciates. Isn't it? Krishna runs there. Premi Bhakta speaks about him. Krishna runs there. Yes. Where is Krishna? Where is Rupani Krishna? Understand? Yes. This is the characteristic of that mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta where Krishna sees himself. It is Prema Rasa Ranjito, Prema Vibhavito, Prema Maya Bhakta Hrudaya Darpana. Prema Vasa Bhagavan sees himself. It is saturated with the mail of love, it's completely filled with love, and that mirror is like that, where Shyam Sundar Krishna, who is submitted to the prema love of his devotee, sees himself there. But you should keep that mirror very clean, clean, cleaner, cleanest. The more it is cleaned, Vijan is more clear. It's most clean. Vijan is most, sweet and relishable.
Understand?
Yes. How it will be cleansed is that mirror. Cheta darpana marjanam. That means by bhajan. Premi bhakta. Always, don't stand and get in cleaning that mirror set up in the heart through his bhajan. Do you understand? Yeah, the more it is cleaned, vision is more clear. And most clean, most clear. Then Krishna sees and becomes very happy and realizes his beauty there. In the material mirror, all sees a reflection. In Sanskrit, a reflection is a pratibimba. But do you think Krishna sees only the reflection of his beauty in the mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta. There is no question of reflection. In Sanskrit we may say, there is no pratibimba, there is bimba, original thing. So heart of such Premi Bhakta is Vrindavan. Krishna takes rest there peacefully, blissfully. And he sees himself there. Not his reflection, himself. Do you understand? There is no question of reflection in the mirror set up in the heart of Premi Bhakta. Many devotees are there, yeah, and so many mirrors are there. Krishna, isn't it? Set up in the hearts of many devotees. Eh? But there is difference.
Tetapi itu juga berbeda.
Difference in its cleanliness.
Perbedaannya adalah pada tingkat kebersihannya.
Some mirrors are clean, some are more clean, some are most very few, hardly one, or most clean. Therefore, Krishna says, accordingly, beauty is sweet, in some it is sweeter, and in hardly one is fortunate, it is sweetest. But mirror set up in the heart of Srimati Radharani, Mahabhava, Chintamani Swarupa Varsa Bhanavi Radharani. Do you understand? It is never found in the heart of any devotee. That darpana, that mirror set up in the heart of Mahabhava Chintamani Swarupa Varsa Bhanavi Radharani is called Sat Prema Darpana. Sat Prema Darpana, yes. Sat Prema Darpana, never found anywhere. In the heart of any devotee, you never find. Only it is available there, in the heart of Radharani. In that darpana, in that mirror, set up in the heart of Radharani, that is known as Sat Prema Darpana. Krishna sees himself, most complete, most sweet, relishment is sweetest.
Yes.
That mirror, Srungara, Srungara, Rasaraja, Syama, Sundara, completely, most completely.
Jadi, wajah Sri Krishna dalam
and Radhani, keeps Krishna there in her heart, Kanto, most beloved husband, in her heart, really says, beauty of Krishna completely. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, 4th chapter, begins from 140, I think.
Yes.
It is ananya sarana, uncommon, extraordinary mirror. Jadyapi nirmala radha sat prema da pana jadyapi nirmala radha
sat prema da pana
tathapi so satavare aye anukhana tathapi so satataro bare anukhana. Krishna thinks, amaro madhurjyo nahi barite abo kase, amaro madhurjyo nahi barite abo kase, e darponero age navo navarupe bhase, e darponero age navarupe bhase. Mana madhurjo radha prema dohe hod kari, क्षण क्षणी बारे के हो नहीं जाए हारी क्षणी क्षणी बारे के हो नहीं जाए हारी अमारो माधुर्य नित्य नव नव हो प्रेम अनुरूप भक्त आस्वादय सस प्रेम अनुरूप भक्त आस्वादय यस रीड
ओनली राधिका बाय द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ हर लव टेस्ट ऑल द नेक्टर ऑफ माय स्वीटनेस Although Radha's love is pure like a mirror, its purity increases at every moment.
Mm.
My sweetness also has no room for expansion, mm. yet it shines before that mirror in newer and newer beauty.
Mm.
There is constant competition between my sweetness mm. and the mirror of Radharani's love.
Mm.
They both go on increasing.
Both go on increasing, yes.
But neither knows defeat.
Neither knows defeat, yes.
My sweetness is always newer and newer.
Mm.
Devotees taste it according to their own respective love.
Yes. Devotees, relish the taste according their own respective love. Dada Satprema Darpana is... is a special characteristic. It is a special characteristic because there is no tinge of that in it. You understand? It is most clean to the last limit. Do you understand? And wonderful characteristic is that its cleanliness increases every movement. Understand me? That is the most wonderful characteristic of Radha Sat Prema Darpana. I never found in the heart of any gopi, is only with Radharani. Therefore, Radharani has ekali Radhika Swade Sakali. Only Radharani releases completely the sweetness, beauty, nectarian beauty of Krishna that becomes newer, newer, newer every moment. Yes. In other words, Srimati Radharani is hankering for releasement of Krishna Madhurya, Krishna's beauty, sweetness of his beauty, increases every moment.
Yeah.
That is special characteristic and wonderful characteristic. Tick, tick. Yeah. Do you understand? That's the special characteristic and wonderful characteristics of Radharani Sat Prema Darpan. That means her anchoring for releasement of Krishna's beauty that becomes newer, newer every moment. Our hankering also increases every moment. Do you understand? There is no limit to that increment of hankering. This is the special symptom or characteristic of Madanakya Dhirudha Mahabhava.
Yes.
Sugar candy is sweet, isn't it? Where is the place of sweetness? If you put sugar candy in a tongue, then you release the sweetness. Do you think the sweetness is in the sugar candy or sweetness in the tongue? Where it is?
In the tongue.
You said tongue.
Yeah.
What do you say? Nonsense. Is there tongue? Is there in sugar candy? It's deeper. Where it is? Sweetness is neither in sugar candy nor in the tongue. The sweetness is there in the union of sugar candy and tongue. Understand?
Yeah. Sudah setiap hari makan gula, tapi tidak tahu juga. Betapa bodohnya kita.
Similarly, Krishna's beauty.
Begitu pula halnya, ketampanan Sri Krishna.
Every moment.
Setiap saat.
Becomes newer, 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 newer.
Menjadi semakin meningkat lagi.
And Radha's supreme darpana. Every moment becomes more cleaner, more clean. There is competition between the two.
Jadi,
and neither
debate antara Srimati Radharani dengan Sri Krishna.
Do you understand? That is why.
Karena itu mengapa?
Ekali Radhika Swadeshapadi. Only Radharani relishes completely. So, the object is there. Understand my language? The object is there. I'll see. See, this is an object. You can see it. Object is there. Can a blind man see?
No.
Blind man cannot see. Because he has no eye. Though object is there, a blind man cannot see.
Tapi orang buta tidak bisa melihatnya.
Because he is devoid of vision. Alright, you have vision.
Baiklah, sekarang.
You have eyes. And object is there. If light is up, is darkness there? Can you see? Isn't it?
Yeah, juga kita tidak bisa melihat.
So three things are required.
Jadi
object,
objek,
eye, and light.
Dan sinar.
Isn't it?
Tidakkah demikian?
It's a necessity. Absolutely necessary. Do you follow? Similarly.
Begitu pula halnya sekarang.
Krishna's madhurya. Krishna's sweetness is there. Isn't it? But one should have such vision. I. What sort of I require premanjana surita bhakti
vilochana.
Premanjana surita bhakti vilochana. Such a is required. Krishna's madhurya is there. And so premi bhakta is also there. Whose eyes are anointed with the ointment of love. But what sort of enlightenment? Light required. Eye of a premi bhakta, that is very greedy eye. How to see beauty of Krishna, such extraordinary beauty of Krishna. So, what light is required?
Jadi dibutuhkan sinar sekarang untuk bisa melihat.
The object is there, eye is there, but no light. Though object is there, eye I cannot see. Three things are required. Similarly, Krishna's beauty is there, premi bhaktas, eye, premanjana surita bhakti vilochana. Such greedy eye should be there. And what sort of light required? Light. Enlightenment of love required. Prema aloka. Yes. Prema aloka, and that is hankering. Radharani's hankering is increasing every moment. So, Krishna cannot understand this thing. Yes. Only Radharani releases. How can Krishna release his own beauty? Only one releases, that is Radharani. Nobody else. That great developed in the heart of Krishna. Kamaye Radhikevo. Kaviraj Goswami writes Krishna's own words. Darpana de dekhi jodi apana madhuri. aswadite hoy lobho aswadite nari aswadite hoy lobho aswadite nari bicharo koriye jodi aswado upayo bicharo koriye jodi aswado upayo radhika so rup hoite tobe mono dhayo radhika so rup hoite tobe mono dhayo. Yes, translation.
If I see my sweetness in a mirror, I am tempted to taste it, but nevertheless I cannot.
Yes.
If I deliberate on a way to taste it, I find that I hanker for the position of Radhika.
Yes. Yes, only Radhani releases. Krishna wants to release. How can he release? Therefore, develop the desire, what? What is this?
If I deliberate on a way to taste it, I find that I hanker for the position of Radhika.
Hanker for the position of Radhika. Therefore, he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Ungi Kori. Accepted mood of Radhani, complex of Radhani appeared as Gauranga. Prema Purushottama Gauranga Ki Jai!